assistant coach for Scott City, Todd Richardson, joining us here post-game. It was a hard-fought battle tonight. It looked like early on Scott City just didn't have any pep to the step, no emotion. And then it took that second Holcomb touchdown to get some spirit back in him. And really for the last three quarters, Scott City dominated the game.
Yeah, it took a while for us to get going. But, you know, after that second touchdown, down 14-0, I think the guys kind of knew that, you know, it could be a long game if we don't step it up. And they rose to the occasion and handled business the way that we ask.
Yeah, that they did. And, you know, there were some big plays there. Holcomb caught some breaks in that first half there. The fumble just right in the lap of the Rodriguez kid on the touchdown. I couldn't see from my viewpoint whether it was in or backward or forward lateral. But nonetheless, you guys responded back, and Holcomb was definitely packed in tight, 9-10 guys in the box. And then that drive back, you guys opened it up with a passing game, and that really opened up some running lanes the rest of the night.
Yeah, I mean, after seeing them stacked in there in the box, we talked over the radios that we had to come out and, you know, switch up some play calls, get the ball in the air, and then kind of spread it out with some sweeps and tosses. So we did that, and, I mean, you look now, it panned out for us. So. Mm-hmm.
And I know there's been some positive things. You started going downfield. You won the field possession, especially in the fourth quarter there, and it was just a gutsy win there. And really a lot of the mistakes here in this game, penalty-wise, it was more you guys hurting yourself more than Holcomb stopping you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, throughout the game we had some penalties that were questionable, but at the end of the day we have athletes and you have to rise to the situation regardless of the plays and the penalties, and they handled the adversity very well.
So once again, assistant coach Todd Richardson joining us here tonight. Post-game, Beavers win it by the count of 23-14 over the Holcomb Longhorns. That first touchdown pass play for Scott City, get him on the board, that was a thing of beauty. And it was there last week, just didn't quite work out, but it was a great timing, and Marshall Faroe beat his defender there for that score.
I mean, Marshall Faroe, he's a heck of an athlete. You know, he has all the tangibles you look for in a receiver. And, you know, at the end of the play, Parker just gave him a well-placed ball, and it worked out for us.
And, you know, we saw the maturation process continue in a positive way for Parker tonight. I thought he threw the ball a little bit better. You could tell he had a little bit more confidence getting that ball down a little bit tonight. And he did not give up a sack, I don't believe, here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, being a sophomore quarterback, you know, it was kind of eye-opening last week against Hayes. He just had to get comfortable, set his feet a little bit, and then, as you said, he's starting to mature in his second game as starter, and we look for him to continue to mature throughout the year.
And as you take a look here, you know you're going to be into a dogfight next week. It's going to be down at Cimarron. They were up big last check. Try to get a final for you. They won 70-0 over Stanton County, and you knew that would probably be a lopsided game, and it turned out to be. But they pushed Holcomb right to the brink here tonight, or last Friday night, and almost knocked off the Longhorns. But it's going to be a different game next Friday night down at Cimarron.
Yeah, you know, coming in with that coach from Beloit, Cimarron's going to have some new looks for us, but we're going to hit the film and then start to prepare, just like any game. They're the next team on the opponent, and our guys kind of know what needs to be done.
Beavers win it here tonight, 23-14. Assistant coach Todd Richardson joining us here post-game. Congratulations. You guys are 2-0 on the year, and more importantly, 1-0 in league play as well. And let's do it again next week and at Cimarron.
All right. I appreciate it, Adam. Thanks.